Hey fans, I'm Chiefs supporter BJ Kissel with your daily practice report for Tuesday, August 12th. We're here at Chiefs training camp presented by Mosaic Life Care. And once again, we are joined by the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, as we continue talking all things Chiefs. Mitch, it is absolutely beautiful out here today. The weather's been pretty good. A couple of days it rained, but it was absolutely perfect today.
You know, for the 3 weeks generally here in St. Joe, it has really been amazing. But this feels like a mid-October Sunday where we ought to be having a tailgate with, the Queen of Hearts and Susie Bling Bling and all the fans. I mean, that's what this feels like. Oh, what a remarkable day. Somehow we moved to Colorado Springs for this day for camp. But they got a lot done, and it's helped them, I think, pick them up because it's kind of refreshed everybody and what we said of the dog days of camp.
Yeah, I think one of the areas we talked about after the game was special teams because Albert Wilson's big return, obviously Dustin Colquitt's 71-yard punt, and the big return from DeAnthony Thomas. But this isn't something that's new. Dave Tobe has got these guys, and he's one of the best in the business. He's got these guys playing well.
It's a way of life for this team. And I really think it's one of the more understated things about the Chiefs, with how the national of media views the Chiefs outside in, is they really overlook the fact. I've never seen a team, BJ, that last year, every week, would always shift the field in their favor. Whether you'd start here, but if you graft it, and it just kind of moved towards the goal line in the Chiefs' favor, whether it was the punt return, kickoff return, you know, Dave Tobe, I think, is a quasi-genius, but they spend so much time on it, and he emphasizes it, but it becomes a way to flip games for you. They'd flip the field and win games.
I think Dustin Colquitt said after practice last week that he sees special teams as kind of jab specialists, that they go out and they just kind of give a little jab and get the defense to have, you know, to force the opposing offense to have to go the length of the field against them. I think that's a great way to put it.
That or a Navy SEAL strike. I mean, they come out there for a couple seconds and he bombs one of his 65-yarders and it goes out of bounds at the 4. And then he trots off the field and then the game turns. He and Zastad Ilibarrizona have been the best in the league at what? Almost close to 90 punts inside the 20. What the league should keep and they don't keep is inside the 10. And that's where Colco blows everybody away. But it's not just Dustin. I mean, he's remarkable in what he does. But the coverage units, how much time they spend on it, how much detail Dave Tobe spends on it. And then Dave Tobe is always, I mean, he's kind of like a John Dorsey, where he's always evaluating the talent on this team. Like, what's this guy's skill set? What can this person do and not do? And where he sees them. It's a guy like Cyrus Gray, who right now, to me, has had a fantastic camp, BJ. And I was talking to Cyrus today going up the hill, where, you know, he's become that four-core special teams guy, where he's a special teams captain type and makes impact plays. I mean, it's how you win games, win divisions, and win big games is to do it special teams. We saw Tobe do it in Chicago. The Bears get to the NFC Championship game. And, yes, what was the theme of that team? And mostly it was about how dominant special teams were. Well, that's the way the Chiefs are now. It's a way of doing business, and it's every day.
And it helps the defense, obviously, but it also helps the offense. And speaking of offense, let's talk a little bit about the position under center. The one that everybody likes to talk about, the quarterback position. There's an interesting battle. We've touched on it very briefly during these training camp reports. But now that some of these young guys have had a chance, we've been in here about 3 weeks. They have Aaron Murray, the rookie, obviously Tyler Bray, Chase Daniel, and Alex Smith. But what have you seen from those guys here now that we've had a little bit of time in the pads and out here in training camp?
The challenge has been issued to all four of them. This has not been an easy 4 days for them because they've run a lot of blitz period. And they've had to deal with a lot of the exotic blitzes. The Chiefs do a lot of different things. But, you know, if you ask a quarterback, they would rather, like, can we just not do blitz all the time? I mean, they're not doing blitz all the time. But the point is, they've challenged Alex, they're challenging Chase, they're challenging Tyler, they're challenging Aaron right down the line about quick read, hot read, who do you find? And sometimes you win those battles and sometimes you lose them. And I think, too, they've done a lot of red zone work. And we've seen some fruit in the red zone work, I think, from the quarterbacks. And to me, that was an area that was much improved. But that's one area you track, and the difference between winning games and winning a division is how you do in the red zone. And so a lot of repetitions the last 4 days, and two of the hardest things a quarterback has to do.
Also, going up against Bob Sutton's defense and the exotic blitz schemes that he sends after these guys every day, you combine that with how much Andy Reid's offense, they move guys around. The tight end splitting out, the running back splitting out. Anthony Sherman is splitting out and moving around. These quarterbacks have to know all of those positions and where all those guys go. There's a lot on these guys' plates.
And do it in a fraction of a second, basically. And then in a fraction of a second, okay, I've got everybody where they need to be and a lot of moving around. with a different personnel group that was in the last time. And then in the next fraction of a second, here comes some crazy blitz that I've got to read. I've got to find the right guy to throw to. I got to do it in a hurry, because if I hang on to the ball too long, it becomes a problem, much like the Cincinnati game. The National Football League, man, it's like I said, the cornerbacks are fighter pilots. Those quarterbacks are too. When you all the information they have to process and disseminate within just a seconds or a fraction of a second. This last 4 days have been a challenge for those guys, but if you're going to win, you got to be able to handle it.
For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with Voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.